my background was in the software industry for 17 years, and I realized one day that although I had a nice income, I wasn't able to be the dad or the husband that I wanted to be, and I just knew there had to be a better way. So actually my wife got involved with a direct sales company, and we were involved with that for a while, but I found that that was all about inventorying products, and I was gone more than I wanted to be. The whole concept of having a home-based business was almost foreign with that business. And reached a level of success. I was new director of the year in 18 months with that company. But again, I was always gone ahead to inventory a lot of products, so I sold that business, which is a nice thing that you can do certainly with your Manatech business if you ever cross that road. But I actually got involved with two other businesses, had no success, and I ran across Manatech by accident in Orlando, Florida, and I live in North Carolina. Called my wife, Amy, told her all about it, told her about the science, the patents, the amazing stories that I heard. There was a long pause on the phone. Amy started crying and said, "Terry, I think it's time you got a real job again." And, you know, what I told her is that, honey, this is different. And for those of you who are on the call today, you know that Manatech is different. And I had been in three other companies, so, you know, when it comes to talking to your families and friends, I had none. I was part of that NFL club, no friends or family left. I had already approached them three other times. So Amy really has never really worked outside the home, so that pretty much left it all on me. So I turned to, at that point, and that was probably 95, I guess, to work in Leeds, and that's exactly what I did. Because I had nobody locally to talk to. And I was not very good.
Terry, we can hardly hear you.
Leads in the very beginning. In fact, I was pretty bad. But I was able to become successful by using two things. And if you're writing notes, and I hope you are, write these notes down. You got to use the tools, which are websites, conference calls, and your team, your upline support team, cross-line support team. Even
still not hearing
it. Members that you brought in will make a huge, huge difference as you talk to your prospects. And, you know, my first month in the business, I didn't make a lot. I made about almost $1,700 bucks. But in a year and a half, I reached presidential director. And since then, the company literally has paid me millions of dollars. I'm sure that's a brag to boast, folks, but I want you to know that if I can do this, you can do this. It's just a matter of you perhaps creating some new skill sets. You believing in yourself in the company. But let me see who we have on the interactive line. So who do we have? Just say your name and where you're calling in from.
Sonia Inabnet from Phoenix. And this is
Sonia,
Stephanie
welcome.
Brown from Dallas.
Stephanie, welcome.
I'm using that.
Terry's voice is very faint. It's hard to hear him.
Dan Jordan from Wolfers.
Who is that?
Jan Jordan from Wolfers. I'm new.
Welcome, Jan.
Thank you.
Elaine Bryant from Mesa.
Who is that?
Elaine Bryant from Mesa.
Elaine, welcome.
Lou Ann Lehman from Conway, Arkansas. I mean, Benton,
welcome.
Arkansas.
Joan Karnstein.
Well, let me ask you guys, what's the biggest challenge you have in working leads or talking to somebody over the phone?
This is Sonia. What I have been finding is that when you finally get someone who's interacting, who's clicking with you, and you send them to the website and so forth, okay, and then let's agree on a time to talk again, and you call back and there's no answer. And you call back another time, maybe the next day, the same time, and there's no answer, and there's no email. It's hard to follow up, you know, and for whatever reason, that's been my challenge.
Okay, so people not showing up for appointments. Okay. What else? What other kind of challenges are you guys facing? So Sonia is the only one who's got problems. Is that what I'm hearing? And she only has one, so that's not too bad. You know, that's pretty good.
Oh, I have more. I did not want to dominate.
Well, throw me out a couple more.
Okay, so here's when I'm dealing with the guys. Let's say, excuse me, you have a fellow who has just really gotten his papers. He doesn't have work anymore. He's been in charge of all kinds of big stuff at, you know, at his corporate job. And, you know, then I call and I'm talking at a multi-level, and he has just got no time for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, this was
so
the business.
Would you consider that he has no time for you or no interest in you, Sonia?
You know, it's really, this business consultant said, send all the documentation in the mail. And I said, well, you know, it's just much better. I said, don't you have online access, you know? And he said, well, sure I do. And I said, well, it would be much better if you just went to the website, you know? So we kind of have this little power thing going, you know? He's used to telling people what to do, that corporate thing. And then I'll have a semi-retired or someone approaching retirement who wants to do something. They're bored. That would be one thing. But as soon as they find out it's MLM, they are not interested.
Okay.
And then I try to ask them about, you know, why that is, and we'll dialogue a little bit, but it's just closed mind. So, you know, I don't know how far you go with persuading people in some of those things.
Okay.
So that's
what other kind
stuff.
Of challenges and objections are people having? This is the interactive part, guys, and if you're muted, you can unmute yourself and please share it because, you know, the whole purpose of this call is to help you guys have better success.
Terry?
Yes.
Terry, it's Gail Davidson.
Yes.
I've got
Gail.
Something that challenges me. How are you doing? It's, you know, getting a lead that is actually has really been qualified, you know, that MLM is not a problem for me, that they're for them, that they're really wanting to look seriously at what you have. And usually you never get that far because the leads are, they're just not high quality.
Right. So your challenge is finding quality leads.
Yeah, quality and qualified so that they've gone through some series of steps that, you know, by the time you get to them in person, they're wanting what you have.
Okay.
I mean, I know that's the perfect world, right? But let's go for it.
Right. Okay.
Thanks.
What else?
This is Barb Potempo from Phoenix. Another problem that I've been having is calling leads, and they've already been called several times, and by the time you get to them, they're so burnt out on hearing everybody that they don't even want to listen to you.
Okay. So people call too many times, and they don't want to hear anymore.
Right.
Okay, great. Let's take one more. What other challenge?
I guess one
Terry, some of it is with the new hard times that we're having right now. This is Arlene from Mesa, and I have a number of my people on the line at the same time. And I think what we're finding is that people are really hesitating because they're not ready to invest $100 a month right now because of, you know, the way their finances are going. And these are usually people that, you know, have health challenges and really do need them.
Okay, so people don't have the money.
Right.
Okay, because they have health challenges,
don't.
Whatever. Okay, so let me just repeat kind of what I've heard here in terms of some of the challenges. People don't show up for appointments. People don't have time or don't make time. There's no interest because they found out it's an MLM pyramid scam. Leads aren't really qualified. Gail wants only to talk to the very elite of elite people, only the people who are interested in her or what she has. People don't have money, and people have been bombarded by other phone calls and network marketers. You know, the biggest thing that I'll tell you guys is it's not an easy world when you do leads. The best way to get a lead is some lead that you actually generate yourself. So if you work with any lead source, there's lots of them out there. You need to understand that these lead companies have probably some other organization that has some sort of lead capture page, and they sell them. That's their business model. He says, you know, I've been called, you know, 50 times, don't bother me. You can respond to that one of two ways. You can say, A, have a nice day, sorry to bother you. Or you can say, B, you know, isn't that a wonderful thing? Did you know, Mr. Prospect, that over 75,000 people get started in some sort of home-based business every single week? This is a trend that you really cannot ignore. Now, what's their response to that going to be typically? It's going to be click, okay, in which case the conversation is over. Or it might be, really? So you have maybe
5 to 10 seconds to kind of connect with that person. And, you know, some people, you get on the phone, and after 3 seconds, you know that this person is probably not the person you really want to create a long-term business relationship. You can just sense and get socially, economically, they're not there. You guys know what I'm talking about when I say that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, you also know in probably 5 to 10 seconds when you just are talking to somebody if they have a brain and if they sound like somebody that you'd like to have a conversation with and you know, explore a partnership with. So the thing, and Gail, this is really important for you and really for everybody when it comes to qualifying leads, is it's really up to you to have posture and to really sort people out as quickly as you possibly can. I don't ever want you to chase somebody. I don't ever want you to think you have to go after somebody. The truth is they need you a whole lot more than you need them.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you might be trying to win this incentive that Manatech has, and they have, you know, hopefully everybody's heard and seen the announcement that they've doubled the points for the incentive that we have, so now you only need 5 All-Stars to earn that trip to Mexico, which is pretty amazing because the company's never done that before. But I want you to know that one of the secrets in talking to somebody over the phone is your posture. Posture is really, really important. The biggest thing you can do to have strong posture is have lots of people to talk to. Now, why would that be the case, you think?
Because then you don't need
anyone. You're not hungry.
Talk.
You're not needy.
Yeah, you're not needy.
You don't come across desperate.
Mm-hmm. You're not attached. You're not needy. Absolutely right. So when you come across like that, when you're just being real, now, you know, there's lots of people who say, you know, you got to have this perfect script. I don't really believe there's a perfect script. When I call somebody, if I were to call Lydia on the phone, I'm going to say, hi, Lydia, this is Terry, how's it going? And she's going to say, fine, and she's going to try to think, you know, who am I? And I'll say, you know, we haven't met personally, Lydia, but, you know, I got your name as somebody who was interested in generating some income from home through a home business. Is that still true about you? And Lydia's going to say what, yes or no? If she's going to say, no, I've been called 20 times, don't bother me, my tendency is to say, have a nice day. But if she says, yes, that's true, then what's my next step going to be, you think?
It better be good.
Yeah. Yeah.
My next step really is to find out what it is that she's looking for. Because you know what, I may or may not be able to help her, and I'm not out there looking just to sign up a bunch of people. You know, I've done that, guys. Signing up a bunch of people doesn't do anything. What you're really looking for is a long-term partnership.
Mm.
So there has to be that connection. So what you have to do relatively quickly is you have to let that prospect know that you really are interested and you really can help them. But you also need to let them know, I think, very, very quickly that this may or may not be for them. Now, why is that important to say relatively quickly, you think?
In order to keep their interest.
Well, in order to keep their interest, why else?
Well, we need, if they're not interested, then we probably need to move on. I mean,
yeah,
just time. Yeah.
Right, but why else?
Say the
question
again.
You want to be able to find out, is this somebody I really want to go further with or, you know, move on?
Right. The thing that we need to say without saying to them is that we are not attached to whether they do this or not.
Mm.
Now, okay. From a prospect standpoint, you know, when you guys go into a car dealership, you know, what's one of the things that just gives you cringes?
The vultures.
The vultures. Now describe what a vulture is.
They just come at you and you're not ready for it.
Yeah. Now how many times are you guys vultures on the telephone with people? How many times do you just do a data dump all over them, how wonderful this product is, how wonderful this company is, how wonderful you are, and the prospect is saying, I don't really care about you. I don't care about your albatross. I don't care about any of your products. I don't care about that. Because what do they care about, really?
getting more money right now
for themselves.
They care about how you could possibly help them make some money, have a quality of life, to be able to pay for some bills. Now, when somebody says, I don't have the money, how do you respond to that, for example? Do you automatically flush them, or what do you do?
Well, I help them to try to see where they can, you know, get their money from. And I you know, just say, well, I bet you do have some food dollars that could go toward that, or maybe some gift money or something just to get started.
I don't have any money.
Yeah, I've had that.
Okay, what do you say then?
Oh. It's really hard. This one particular, she was a little young mom, single mom, and she said, I got no money. And I just thought, oh, my goodness, she doesn't have her education either. And I really was, my heart just broke for her. But I just said, you know what, I can come alongside you and help you whatever way, you know, it took. But just to see if there was any desire for her to step out a little bit. But other than that, I don't have a good answer on that.
Terry, what about if you were to say, I don't want your money, I want your ambition?
Ooh, yeah. Mm.
And, you know, if you're willing to work, I can work with you. And what I'll do is I'll help pre-launch your business for you. And I don't really do this for everybody, but if you give me some referrals and we work together as a partner, just like you spend $1,000, what I'll do is every time somebody registers with the company, I'll take that commission. You know, if they come in at $1,000, you make $200. If they come in at $300, you make $60. If they come in at $100, you make $20. What I'll do is I'll save whatever the enrollment bonus is in an account for you, and when it gets about $125, we'll take that money, we'll register you in the company.
Hmm.
So what does that say? That says that we really do care about the individual. In most cases, that person is not going to do anything still. But,
yeah.
You know, I don't really care about that because I know, as a professional network marketer, somebody who works leads consistently, that the magic really is in the number. The posture is in the numbers. So what we have to do is we have to sort through a bunch of these people to find out really who is serious versus who is just curious about creating a new lifestyle for themselves. Because when you tell people, I don't want your money, keep your money, I want your ambition, I want you to go out there and I want you to work with me, and I want you to help me find people who are looking for a way to improve their physical or their financial health. Because if you find somebody like that, odds are they're going to work really, really hard because they've gotten themselves into a box. And there's a whole lot of people right now that have a lot of financial problems because of, you know, health issues that are going on, basic the economy, fuel prices. If somebody is like a truck driver or something like that, it's tough for a lot of people like that. So, again, what we're doing is we're looking for people who are looking for what we have. So, you know, when Gail says she wants to find that super qualified person, you know, I don't know that that person exists out there. I don't think there's a company out there, and I've worked with a whole lot of them, that can produce high-quality leads. I've paid $6, $10 for a lead before. And, again, people don't remember what they fill out. And people just sometimes, depending on the lead company that you're working with, they have incentivized leads. An incentivized lead means you fill out the survey and you'll get, you know, a free gift. Well, I don't want to talk to those people at all because they're not even looking for a home business. I'll tell you something that I've been doing recently is I've been purchasing leads with a local area code. So what I found about these types of people, and, you know, you're going to have the same problem with them, but now you can say to somebody, hey, you know, I live, if I'm talking to somebody, I live in Creedmoor, that's maybe half an hour north of Raleigh, North Carolina. I can tell, hey, you know, hey, this is Terry up in Creedmoor, how you doing? Now I've set myself apart a little bit because I can actually meet with this person. And when you're talking with people over the phone, if you can actually meet them face-to-face, toe-to-toe, that gives them a level of comfort. You still have to qualify, just like we've said before. You know, but when you go into that qualification process, and we really haven't talked about that much, the thing that you really need to understand is you got to find out what it is that they're looking for. And then ask them the basic question. I don't know if it's money for college or if it's money for a car, money for mortgage, whatever it is. Ask them this question. Based on what you're doing right now, Mr. Prospect, what's the likelihood of you accomplishing that goal? Whatever it is. And most of the times, they're going to say, not much. Not much likelihood of me doing that. So the next question is, I can show you a way how to accomplish that and show you how to use some of the systems and the tools that we have. Are you open to exploring it? And they'll probably say, yeah, I am. What are some other questions you can ask people in the interviewing process?
Well, maybe if they've had any experience in their own business or...
Okay.
Well, maybe how much time they might have to set aside for, you know, to get something off the ground if they have a full-time job.
Great. Yeah, there's a couple of key questions I found that kind of will get you off the phone as quickly as possible. The first question is, when you're working the lead, is that are you looking for a job or are you looking for a business?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are looking for jobs. So I say, well, that's not what I have. Have a nice day. Boom, I'm gone. So that's question number one. Question number two is, what are you looking for in a business? Training, support, maybe they want to get into computers, maybe they're interested in, you know, fitness but not supplements. But what are you looking for in a business? And, you know, the answer is going to be who knows what. Next question is, how much money are you looking to create for yourself? What would you consider a success after, like, a year in the business? So how much money would you like to earn on a monthly basis after you're in a business? You know, I talk to a lot of people, and I say, you know, how much money do you want to make? And they want to say $100,000 a year. And I say, well, have you ever made $100,000 a year? And I say, no. I say, okay. What kind of income are you accustomed to? That's an important question. What kind of income are you accustomed to? And they might say $30,000 a year. And then my question is, what makes you think you can make 100 a year when you've only ever made 30? And the answer most of the time is, I don't know. But sometimes you get the answer of, well, I've got to change things. Now, would that be something somebody that you'd want to work with, somebody who is ready for a change in their life?
Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah, good.
Absolutely. Next question is, if they wanted to make whatever dollar amount they say, how much time do you have so that you can create that income of, you know, $5,000 a month in 12 months? Sometimes they say, you know, 2-3 hours a week. Sometimes they say 20 hours a week. What you're really listening for is to see if that person is thinking clearly and logically and realistically. And there's a whole lot of people out there who have big dreams, which are good, that they could accomplish a whole lot, but you know what? If they want to make $100,000 a year and they're only willing to invest 1 to 2 hours a week, I say, hey, look, if you figure out how to do that, call me and I'll do it with you. Because you know what? That's not real. And I'm going to tell them just like it is. So if somebody's willing to devote, you know, 3 to 6 hours a week and they want to make $1,000 a month, hey, that's realistic. If somebody is willing to work, you know, 7 to 12 hours a week and they want to make $3,000 or $4,000 a month, you know, that's realistic. But you kind of got to put your common sense hat on here and say, okay, is this person realistic or not? And here's a really, really important question. I think if there was one question that I had, this. What do you think you would bring to the team, and why should I invest my time in you? What do you think you should bring to the team, and why should I invest my time in you? Now, how do people respond to that question, you think?
Well, I think it sets them back a little bit because they're not used to getting that kind of a question.
That's right.
And it makes them think, all right, what is my part in all this? How am I going to participate in this team? And usually people are asking just to be given stuff.
That's right.
This is a great question.
So what does their answer tell me? If they say, well, I don't know, what does that tell me?
They haven't given it much
thought. They haven't thought it through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else does it tell me?
Not real proactive.
Mm-hmm.
They might not be very serious.
That's right. That's right.
They're not.
Might be looking for a free ride, a way to get rich quick without really doing anything. What kind of answer am I really looking for?
You want an answer from somebody like us.
Say that again?
We'll do whatever it takes. I'm willing to learn. You know, teach me, coach me, show me. I'll do it. That's
perfect.
The answer.
Perfect, yep. So you want somebody who has thought about it, who is really thinking about starting a business, because, again, if we're talking about developing a business, somebody typically, if they were to go, start a business, a franchise like, a Subway restaurant, something like that, you know, the average cost of a Subway restaurant is $75,000. And if you're talking McDonald's or something like that, it could be into the millions of dollars. So we're talking about starting a business for $1,000. So somebody should have, if they're serious about starting a business, they should start selling you on how wonderful they are. And that's the thing that I really want you to get here. If they don't start selling you, then it's probably not the type of person that you want. Now, when they start selling you, what does that do to the whole dynamic of the conversation?
Turns it around.
Totally changes it.
It changes everything. It absolutely changes everything. Because now they're trying to tell you how wonderful they are, how much they could bring to the team, and how much you're going to benefit from them. Now they're much more open and much more receptive to anything you say from that point forward.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Now here's a great question. If Mr. Prospect, hypothetically, everything I show you makes sense to you, and you can see how you can make your $5,000 a month in a year or less, is $1,099 in your budget, hypothetically, if everything looks good to you? How many of you guys would be comfortable asking that question?
I would.
I definitely would.
How many of you guys would not be comfortable asking that question?
I know that that's an issue for me.
Because what
would
you really want to do,
what
you really want to do is you want to get the money thing out of the way. So, you know, people say, okay, was that the only level I can get started in? I'm going to say, no, we got three levels. You can start at the serious business level. If you want to make that $5,000 a month or whatever the number is, you need to come in at the all-star levels. $1,099 is like an $1,800 value. We have a mid-level, which is like $329. But unfortunately, with that, you lose about 40% of the income that's available to you. And we also have a level for you can start at $100. But unfortunately, you lose about 60% of the income that's available to you. So, you know, you can do whatever you want. You can start low and you can upgrade. It's really whatever you want to do. But it's important, you know, as a buyer, I know the money thing. Because, you know, we talk about, you know, the sharks that we go into the car dealerships or whatever. I don't know about you guys, but I absolutely hate to be sold anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to buy stuff. So what I'll tell you need to do is you need to honor that in the people that you talk to. Honor them, treat them how you would like to be treated. And it's okay that they start at whatever level they want to start at. They can start out at the $99 level. They can start out at the $300 level. They can start out at the $1,099 level. I don't really care because, again, what I'm looking for is not somebody's money. I'm looking for somebody's ambition because what I'm looking for is a long-term business relationship. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to spend a whole lot of my time, which means a whole lot of my money, investing and teaching and coaching and mentoring that person and their business partners. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Would you mind repeating that question one more time?
The money question?
Yes.
You mean the budget one? The one
yes,
that everything I show you sense to you and you can see that you can meet your goal then.
Oh, if I can show you, pause, hypothetically, pause, a way that you can reach your income goals, whatever those are, whatever they said, is $1,099, pause, in your budget. Pause, hypothetically, if everything met your needs. So I say hypothetically twice, because I'm giving them an easy out, okay? I'm just saying, hey, look, if everything hypothetically meets your needs, you feel good about the training, the support that you'll get, the products, the company that we have, is that money in your budget? Because, you know, I want to know also what their budget is like. You know, somebody might say, I want to make $100,000 a year, but I don't have $1,000 to get started. In fact, I don't even have $100 to get started. So what's the likelihood of that happening? Not much. Not much. But you don't ever want to discount people. So, you know, you give them a chance. You know, here's something that's really important, guys, and this is true for your associates that you have on your team today as well as your prospects. Listen to what people say and watch what they do. So, Sonia, you know, you have a problem with people showing up for appointments. What does that
right.
tell you?
Well, they're not
valuable.
Enough. Yeah.
That could be it. What else could that tell you?
Bob said not reliable.
Okay. What else could that tell you about you?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's,
what does that tell you about you?
That I'm not reliable?
I don't know.
Because I am.
What else could that tell you? What else could that say about you when people don't show up?
Really, they're just interested and strong enough or something. I just don't know.
It could be that maybe, hypothetically, they felt like you were trying to sell them on something.
Yeah.
You might have come across maybe a little bit needy. I don't know. I haven't listened to you. It might have also said that whatever you said, they didn't really believe it.
Right.
They didn't see you as the type of person that could help them to become successful. And I'm not
Jerry?
Saying it's true or not true, but I'm just saying that's a possibility. So I want you to think about that. You know, I also want you to think about, you know, what are the fears of a prospect? And if we can get rid of these fears when we have a conversation, they'll probably walk along the path, the journey to getting started maybe a little bit further. Some of the fears include they're not going to know what to do to get started, when they get started. If they spend their money, where's the money going to go? Many people don't believe they can really be successful in a business. Many people actually think they're going to lose their money when they get started in the business. Sometimes we make it sound too good to be true, so it can't really be real. Sometimes people are concerned about, you know, not having anybody to talk to based on, you know, how you approach this. You know, if they have to call strangers like you're calling right now, man, I wouldn't want to do this. So how do you, you know, make people feel better? You're going to make a comment?
Yeah, I was going to say that's exactly, you know, several people have said that. I can't imagine. First of all, I don't like to talk to people. That would be in my other, or if I had to talk to people like you're calling me, I don't ever ask me to do that. You know, people were honest and they were, you know, that was big to them. So, you know, my thought was, well, you know, your want or your need or your desire great enough to overcome something. You know, I'd ask, would you be willing to overcome that, you know, if I worked with you? There's just so much fear.
So if I were to say to you, do I have to cold call people like you're doing right now to be successful in this business, what would you say?
No, I said, oh, definitely not. I would hope that you could begin with people you know, and I would be with you on that call, you know, and be supportive however I could be to you. That's my approach.
Now, how did you know that I didn't want to do that? Because all I asked was, do I have to do what you're doing?
Oh, gotcha.
the way to respond to that is to say, you know, do you see yourself or could you see yourself making phone calls like this, talking to people at home in your pajamas? Does that sound like does that sound like something you'd like to do?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer might be not on your life would I ever want to do anything like that. In which case, your response would be, well, you never really have to do that.
Mm.
Some people ask me, you know, do I have to knock on doors? Would you like to knock on doors?
Mm.
No. Some people say, you know, is this like Amway? And then how do you respond to that question? You ask Bill Verlo and he'll tell you. No. No, is this like Amway? How do you handle that?
Well, if you're asking me, I like Amway.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just say, how is it like Amway? What, you know, explain what you mean by that.
That's right. Because you don't know whether the Amway thing is a good thing or a bad thing.
Right.
You know, is it like Amway where, you know, I can develop a residual income and all that kind of stuff and, you know, work from home, set my own hours? It's exactly like that.
Mm.
Is it like Amway, you know, where I have to, you know, pester all my friends and family? No, it's nothing like that. So it's important when you ask questions of your prospect that you don't make up a story before they answer.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
The real secret to, I think, my success is that when I'm talking to anybody on the phone, I can listen to them, to what they're saying. I make a connection with them.
Mm-hmm.
And when people, this is really important, when people begin to know you, like you, and trust you, then they're going to follow you.
And that's the big challenge. You have seconds to get to build that trust.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, how do you do that? You do that through asking questions, listening, making them feel good about themselves. And I always talk about the team. I talk about the community. You know, you've heard Sam Castor talk about people lack purpose. I talk about this is a community of people who have come together to make the world a better place. Yeah, you know, somebody says, well, what do you do? Well, I help people enrich the quality of their life. Sometimes that's physically, sometimes that's financially, sometimes that's socially, emotionally, or spiritually. I don't really know. All I try to do is try to help people get whatever it is that they're looking for. What I got to tell you, Mr. Prospect, is we do that as a community, as we get together on the phone or we have a potluck or we do something like that. It's a wonderful thing because the type of people that we attract to this are very, very high-quality people. Mm-hmm. Now, how's a prospect going to respond to that?
Well, he wants to be one of those people, I would think.
You have to be very comforting.
Mm-hmm. Or he might say it's not for him. And if that's not for him, is that a good thing for me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, it is a good thing for me because,
you know
what,
right
I don't want to waste my time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I am very quick to end the conversation and not waste my time. And that's really, you know, if you're going to work leads, working leads takes kind of like a little thick skin. Because
mm-hmm.
the tendency that we have, folks, is to make it about us. And when somebody says no, we feel rejected. Has anybody on the call ever felt rejected?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, when you feel rejected, what is that really about? Is it about you or is that about the prospect?
Yeah.
About yourself.
It's about you, yeah. And you've been rejected because you tried to convey your beliefs about this product or this opportunity to somebody and they didn't really have an interest.
Mm-hmm.
And all I can say is you probably need to talk to more people because you're making it about you. And when you don't make it about you and you talk to your prospects, I don't know how, but they get it. They get it that you're not about you. They get that you are about them. And when you can help make that connection with your prospect, you're going to have a whole lot more fun, and you're going to register more people on your team. Now, if I'm relatively new and I don't really know what to say to somebody, it's important to do a three-way call. I think most of us understand what a three-way call is. But can you do a three-way call with somebody that is not in your upline? Could you do a three-way call with somebody who just started last week?
Yeah.
And would that be a good thing to do, you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Why?
Well, just it shows
the team. Yeah.
See, it's all about getting the prospect to say, okay, well, you know, I just talked to Mary. Mary just got started 2 weeks ago, and she said she's got all this great support, and she loves the products and the community. And, you know, this guy, Terry, he's kind of like telling the truth.
Uh-huh.
And that's a really good thing. Now, the thing that's really, really important is however you bring people into your business, you're actually training them to bring people into the business. So for those of you who are not doing three-way calls, odds are your associates won't do three-way calls because that's not what they experienced. I do three-way calls today, even though I'm very, very successful, for one reason. I want to model good behavior to my brand-new people. Because then they'll say, well, if Terry does three-way calls, then I guess that's just the way we do it. And you know what? That's the truth. That's the way we build community. That's the way we do it here. So as you talk to people, people all have all these fears, you know, fear of getting started, fear of making money, fear of knowing what to say, what not to say, all these fears, all these stories that they make up. But when we let that person know, that prospect know that we're real and we're a real community of people, then they let some of their guards down. Now they say, hey, look, you know, maybe I can do this. Maybe I can do this. Because the reality of it is most prospects don't believe in themselves. So we have to help build that belief. Does that make sense to everybody?
Mm-hmm. You're keeping your word, too.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, a great thing for all of you to do is to get a little post-it note and stick it in your office by your telephone, and it's going to say something like, I am the example for other people to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you are an example for other people to follow, you kind of show up differently.
Mm-hmm.
That make sense, everybody?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? If somebody is not interested in Manatech, hey, that's perfect. In fact, I tell people there's four responses when I invite them. They could participate as a product user. They could participate as a business partner, you know, and make a lot of money. They could participate as somebody who wants to use the products and make a little bit of money, maybe pay for their products. Or they could not participate at all. And I'll tell prospects, you know, you got four choices. You could, A, be a product user. B, you could make a little money. C, you could make a lot of money. Or D, none of the above. Mr. Prospect, which is the best answer for you? And do I care what they pick? No, I don't. Because I'm looking for people who are looking for what I have. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, when somebody doesn't show up for an appointment, we need to look at how we talk to those individuals. I would highly encourage you, if you have never done this, to record some of the conversations that you have with people and then listen to those conversations. Or get somebody that's, you know, on your support team to listen to you make some calls and then get some constructive feedback. That would do wonderful things for your skill set and your ability to talk to people. But, you know, sometimes it is a timing thing. So if somebody misses their appointment, I'm going to say, hi, Mary, this is Terry. We talked the other day about your desire to generate an extra $3,000 to $5,000 a month. I just wanted to follow up with you for your appointment. I hope everything's okay. You don't seem like the type of person that would, you know, make an appointment and not be there. So give me a call as soon as you possibly can. Here's my number. Now, why would I say it like that versus, oh, Mary, this is Terry. Just want to follow up with you. Sorry I missed you. I'll give you a call a little later. How many of you guys say that versus the first thing I said?
Yep. Yeah, that's it.
Yep. So what's the
first thing puts
what's
the responsibility back
the
on them?
The posture.
The first one, one puts the responsibility back on them.
That's right. Because, you know, I can call them whenever I want, right? But I'm looking for people who are interested in what I have. I'm looking for people to say, oh, I'm so sorry I missed your call. I want to get together with you and talk some more. Now, that's somebody that I want to work with, right? So I leave my first message. And when do I call back a second time?
I wouldn't if they don't show up for you.
So when do you you call back a second time?
Later
on that day?
If they miss their first appointment with you and then you take the time to call them and point out to them, you know, that you're not that type of person to not show up, hope everything's okay, I don't know that I would call back if they're, well, that'd be the second call back. Because you want them to be able to show up.
You do want them to show up. But here's what I do. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. This is just what I do. It's kind of like baseball. So I wait 48 hours. I'm not going to call them again that night. I'm not going to call them that next day because I want, hopefully, for them to call me back. But I will call them in 48 hours. And I'll say, hey, Mary, this is Terry. Just want to follow up with you a second time. You know, we talked about your desire to generate that extra $3,000 to $5,000 a month. I'd love to be able to visit with you more, see what you thought of that information I'd given you. Give me a call if you possibly can.
Okay.
So that's my second call.
Okay.
And I waited another 48 hours. And my third call goes something like this. Hey, Mary, this is Terry Petrovic. I'm calling you a third and final time. Gee, I hope everything is okay. You missed your first appointment with me. I really would love to help you develop that plan so you could generate that $3,000 to $5,000 a month. Hope everything, again, is okay. This is going to be my last, going to be my final call to you, Mary. If something turns around or you change your mind or whatever, just give me a call back. I'd love to be able to help you.
Mm.
And then I'm done. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to be chasing people, for sure. But I want them to know that I'm there to help them.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It does. So just calling that one time wouldn't be enough, Sam. I understand what you're doing. That makes better sense.
Right. So we got about 10. We got about 10 minutes left. Let me just stop here and see if anybody has any questions or any objections that they get on a regular basis that they need some help with. Yes.
Terry Steele. Particular thing is, do you have a training program or do you have a website, you know, that people could get some of the skill set from? Are you open for that or do you do that?
I don't have anything like that available today. I'll tell you, if you want to get some really good scripts with some really good posture in it, I wouldn't recommend her seminars, but I recommend her materials, and that's from Dani Johnson. She's got a script book, which is really good. It's got some basic, you know, scripts on how to have good posture. But the thing that she has that is excellent is a CD program called Prospect and Close Your Way to Millions, and that has some really good scripts in it. If you want to see some, what I did is I put together some notes from those CDs. If you'd like to get a copy of that, I'd be more than happy to email it to anybody who wants. Just send me an email at coach. That's coach like a football coach, COACH, and then TER, Coach Ter, at AOL.com, and I'll send that out to you. And you can see some of those scripts.
Thanks. Can you repeat that email again?
Did you say coach? What was the after that? Coach what?
T-E-R. Coach Ter, like Terry. Just coach.
T-E-R, okay. AOL.com. Okay, thanks.
And what was the lady's name? Something Johnson?
Dani, D-A-N-I, Johnson,
okay.
.com. She's got a script book and a CD set called Prospecting and Closing Your Way to Millions. It's got very, very good scripts in there. And she is. She says she's not a sales person, but she's one of the best I've ever seen.
All right. So it's worth it to go see her.
I would. Well, I would.
I'm on her email list.
Yeah, I would get her materials before I would go see her. I like her materials a lot better than her live in person stuff.
Okay.
Personally.
Okay. But that's Prospect. How to close.
How to prospect and close your way to millions.
How to prospect, close your way to millions. Thank you.
Terry, thanks a lot for in with Mary Jo. We really appreciate it. And Mary Jo always has some great calls, and you're right in there and really helpful with this. Thanks so much.
Well, you're very kind. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Terry? I took your course years ago on doing it on the internet, and you've still got some great scripts.
Well, thank you.
Terry, what organization do you get leads from where you can get leads from the local area? Is it Prospect Planet or something like that?
Is this Fred I Can't McGilvery?
Yes.
Okay, Fred.
How you doing?
I just kept thinking when you were talking at the beginning of the call. I can't, you know. Fred, you're supposed to be I can. The one that I've been using lately is MLMleads.com. But there's a whole bunch of them that do that. You know, you can just look for anybody who offers local leads.
Okay.
And do it by one area code, not multiple area codes. I think that'll give you a better quality of person to talk to.
Uh-huh. What do those leads cost, roughly?
I think I paid $187 for 50. So whatever that math is, I don't know.
Uh-huh. 187 for 50 leads. Okay.
And there's lots of different sources out there. The very best way to get a lead, I'll tell you something that I've done lately, and I don't know if you guys are familiar with it. It's not really lead-based, but it is networking-based, and that is to join an organization called meetup.com, meetup.com. And it's just a way to meet different people. I've signed up a couple new all-stars through that, and they're local. So, you know, I belong to a marketing meetup, a racquetball meetup. You know, there's all kinds of groups like that that just give you the ability to meet new people. So that's very, very important. And the same skill sets that we're talking about here, the same conversations we're talking about here, you have with, you know, people on a local level as well.
Now, how's that spelled, that meetup?
Meet, M-E-E-T-U-P, meetup.com.
Oh, meetup.com. Okay.
Yep, and they're all over the country. It's a great way to network.
Terry, at
some
point, did you feel that you weren't being successful?
Ask me that question again.
At some point, whether it be at the beginning or somewhere along the line, that you weren't being successful?
Mm-hmm.
What shifted for you?
What
shifted to being successful?
I guess I was told by a coach that for things to change, I needed to change. For things to get better, I needed to get better. So with skill set development, was important. Not being attached to what people thought of me was really, really important. And that's something I've taught my kids a long time ago, is what people think of you is none of your business, as long as you're coming from a place of integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, because when you can be true to yourself and you can be authentic, then that's attractive. But when you try to be something you're not, that's hard. But, you know, the reality of it is that you can't say the wrong thing to somebody who's looking. And if somebody's not looking or not interested, it doesn't matter what you say. They're not looking and they're not interested. But I will tell you that you need to respect the fact that timing is important for people. I have a lady who is, I believe, one of my top business builders who was a product user for 8 years. And then one day she said, can you make any money? And I said, absolutely can. I have another lady who is an executive right now, and she was in the prospect pipeline for a year. She never said no. It was just it wasn't a good time. Things were busy for her and her husband. She was a nurse. Her husband was a pharmacist. So, you know, if somebody doesn't want to close the door, I'm okay with that. But what you have to do is you have to have a follow-up system in place that allows you to maintain that relationship over months or a year or more, because it's about them and their time and not about you and your time. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Terry, this is Sonia. I had a question. What follow-up system do you use? Do you have a website that you send them to, or?
I use, you know, websites like ExploreManicTech.com. A lot of you guys I know use Mary Jo's ICANT2.net site. It doesn't really matter, I think, what website we give them, because the whole website experience is
just to give them a hoop to jump through. And when I have that follow-up call, I mean, we could potentially do another whole hour on that. I'm going to ask the question of what impressed you most on what you've seen so far? And how serious were you, Sonia, about generating that $3,000 to $5,000 a month? And if I can show you a plan where you can, you know, make $1,000 in your first month, would you want to work to do that? Now, I'll tell people, you know, I'm not going to do this for you, but I'll do it with you. And somebody else had mentioned that already. And that's so important that people know that you are real and that you're going to be there to support them. I just helped a guy and his wife get started last week, in fact, and he asked all kinds of just question after question after question after question after question. And we invited him to a potluck that we had. We had a little training and a little potluck. And it was that social interaction, that community that he saw that said, you know, I want to be part of this. So, again, depending on how you're working with people, it's all about that community. And that's why it's important for people to talk to other people on the phone and get them to get a sense of what we're really about. Does that make sense?
Yep, thank you.
Terry,
have you tried any of Danny Johnson's leads?
I have not bought any of her leads.
Okay. Terry, I was going to ask you just to repeat those last three things you said. You know, what impressed you the most about what you saw so far? Then what were the two things that you said after that?
About personal growth and personal development.
No, you were saying to the things that you know, when you respond back to somebody, the hoop that they jump through.
Oh, the follow-up call?
You know, looking at, yeah.
Yeah, the follow-up call, it's what impressed you most about what you saw. So I'm asking for the positive.
Right.
And asking them again to get back in touch with whatever their needs and wants were.
Oh.
In other words, you know, if I can show you how to make X dollars – to do whatever, are you ready to move forward?
Uh-huh.
And it's, you always have to make it about the person you're talking to and then show them how you can help them accomplish their goals. That's really the secret. So, Lydia, you want to wrap up the call or?
Yes, thank you very much, Terry. You did a great job. Again, next week we're going to have Gail Hogue is going to be speaking on talking to people. So it's another call you don't want to miss. And, Terry, again, thank you very much for the call. The call will be posted probably about an hour. We'll post it up on a website. So, again, thank you very much. You guys all have a great week.
Thanks, Terry.
Terry, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, you betcha. Everybody have a great one.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Lydia, this is Carol. Can we get the email again for Terry?
The moderator has disconnected. The call-